Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? I hope that you've had a good week and things have went well. You know, on Wednesday we ended Mercury retrograde, but I think we're still getting some residual, okay, after that. Okay, so the full moon, you know, we always give you this at the beginning of the show. The full moon is the 10th of May. Your new moon will be the 25th of May. And Mother's Day is on the 14th, which is next Sunday, and Nina and I will let you know about that, too. And Memorial Day is the 29th, which is on a Monday this year. Now, the ninth caller will receive a free one-hour reading with Linus or Nina or both of us, so just to let y'all know. Okay, let's begin. Well, the phone number to the show now, if you want to call in, is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate a past reading. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously because we do this from love and light in our heart. If your phone is a block number with 111, you may get disconnected. So please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, and profound information. And if no one has told you that they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now let me bring my better half in. And Nina's also the station manager for the Essence of Success Radio Network, as well as a chat room moderator. So good afternoon, Miss Nina, and welcome to the show, young lady.
Good afternoon, Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, and by the way, I am psychic, too.
And a Reiki master. Okay.
Master as well. So if you need healing, just let me know, and I will pass that along to you. I just want to remind everyone, if you want to ask us a question and you have phoned in, please press 1. Otherwise, your number goes down the list in the queue, and we have no idea that you actually want to talk to us, so please press 1. I want to thank everyone for joining me today, both online and in the chat room. Thank you very much for being here. I have a couple of announcements. One is happy birthday to my youngest brother and sister, Marion and Michael. Their birthday is tomorrow, and they will be 54. They're the babies of the family. So happy birthday to you, too. I hope you have a wonderful day. And on Wednesday, the 10th, I want to wish my mother and father-in-law a happy anniversary in heaven. We really do miss you both very, very much. But I know you're looking down on us and providing us with lots of love. Other than that, that's it. Other than we won't be doing the show next Sunday because Linus and I will be spending time with our families. So happy Mother's Day to all of you ahead of time.
Yes, yes, happy Mother's Day. You're so correct. Probably should be saying that today. Also, Nina, I have a birthday. My aunt Ruth May in Long Beach, California, Saturday was her birthday, so I just want to say happy birthday. Love her dearly. Also this week, LaVon Godfrey's birthday is this week. Johnny Bowles, good friend of the family, his birthday is this week. And let me see. Oh, Herman Easy. Oh, and Nafi Terry. He's the one that Nina, I hopefully will do a man show maybe this summer. But anyway, his birthday is coming up. So a happy birthday to you too, Nafi, as well. Okay. Now also, it's the beginning of the month, so you know what time it is. Horoscopes. And you can go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, right on the right-hand side. Just pull up horoscopes. So the horoscopes are up for May, and I want to thank Mr. Perry Boyd from England who did the horoscopes this month for me. They're really in-depth, so you want to go in and read them. It's not just, you know, a paragraph like I would normally do. He really goes in-depth in his horoscopes. So I want to say, first off, thank you, Perry, for being our guest horoscope person this month. We appreciate it. Okay, well, I guess I can begin. Oh, before we do that, we need to do a prayer, right, Nina? Prayer.
Yes.
We command God to give us the experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, wealth, and prosperity, immense joy from known and unknown entities, spirits, souls from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. We are grateful for spiritual, mental, and physical knowing from God, angels, and miracles. Thank you. It is already done. Okay? All right, and we'll go to the horoscopes right quick, and then we'll start the readings. Okay, first one, Aries. You've coped superbly with the range of obstacles you faced during April. Still, you will be delighted to learn that in May, life won't just be less challenging, but what seemed most troublesome will turn into opportunities. Although often is unexpected forms, yes, pursuing these would mean making changes, and yes, within weeks, you'll be glad that for once you relinquish control. Despite your reservations, left the planning to others. The results will remedy personal dramas as much as practical or financial issues. Taurus, the most important day in May from your perspective actually takes place on the 26th of April, as is the Taurus new moon. The fresh perspective means that when May's numerous unexpected changes arise, you won't just be preparing you will welcome them. Most involved, rethinking your lifestyle, work, or daily routine. Better yet, each change leads to an intriguing encounter, appealing new idea, or better yet, exciting offer. Explore everything. What seems unrealistic initially could turn out best in the long run, Taurus. Gemini, usually you thrive on the unexpected, but with your ruler Mercury retrograde from 9th of April until May 3rd, even you will be seeking stability in plans and unsettled relationships. This will come. First, you have lots of questions to ask. Some are about resolving recent issues, but as many involve future plans. Explore everything, including ideas or activities you regard as dull. Once they were, but with new and more appealing options appearing each week, life's about discovery. Arrangements, ensure they'll be flexible. Cancer, relaxing when you're anxious about pivotal elements of your life isn't easy, yet your instincts say all is well and you need only be patient. Besides a range of wonderful events, some personal, a few involving others or pursuits, and all of which mean a lot to you, are developing wonderfully if it's on way. Here, too, there are no guarantees, but bizarrely, you worry less about these than those practicalities. Have faith, Cancer. Between now and late June, it will be justified. Leo, over the past month or so, you faced situations in which you were short of facts or, for diplomatic reasons, forced to remain silent. It wasn't easy. Yet now, looking back on those, you realize you didn't get more involved. This means you are free to explore May's far less complicated developments. True, some would take you into worryingly unfamiliar territory in terms of people, activities, or settings. The sooner you get involved, Leo, the more swiftly you will release how thrilling they are. Virgo, mistakes annoy you, and with your ruler Mercury retrograde from early April until the 3rd of May, you'll be both apologizing for and trying to understand the source of recent errors. Suddenly, however, you must take action and possibly venture into new territory. Obviously, you would rather gather facts first, then make your move, but the swift pace leaves little time for research. Ironically, the more courageous you are, the less you worry. Soon, in fact, you plunging into unfamiliar territory and without a moment's hesitation. Now, remember, folks, I want to tell you, because I think last month we asked about the cusp. If you're on the cusp, you want to look at both of those horoscopes if you're on the cusp. Okay, Libra, don't worry if it seems much of your time is devoted to untangling recent difficulties, a few personal, others professional, or involving close relationships. While some require a single discussion, as many demand both patience and diplomacy with those who are difficult at their best. Unlikely as this seems, what you discuss and deal with leads to ideas or offers as thrilling as they are unexpected. These, which arise during May's second half, Libra, could shape the rest of 2017 and the years to come. Scorpio, tensions both involving practicalities and your personal feelings will build until the emotional, intense Scorpio full moon on the 10th. These are best handled by reflecting on both events and the ups and downs of your mood. Discussing these frankly but avoiding any but simple decisions. This will, however, do wonders to clarify your perspective and taking action. The less you do, the easier it will be to explore the ideas and offers. Many completed unexpected that appear during May's second half, Scorpio. Sagittarius, life's been exciting and moving swiftly so much you're often overwhelmed. While you have lots going on, you also need to declutter your life, Sagittarius, and mine, of past commitments, plans, and even passions. Do this gradually. Still aim to have reviewed everything by early June, Sagittarius's full moon, which accelerates already fast-moving changes. Also, in ridding yourself of what didn't work, you also realize what's missing. So, we'll both note and be ready to broaden your horizons in terms of people and your activity, Sagittarius. Capricorn, as a thorough, cautious Capricorn, you are proud of your ability to spot what and who is worth your while. Yet what comes your way during May could seem too good to be true, Capricorn. However, brilliant planetary activity says things are even better. At least consider the changes being suggested and as much revolutionary ideas and unexpected offers. True, these would take you into unfamiliar territory, while once you've learned more, you could turn them down. It's unlikely you'll want to, though, Capricorn. Aquarius, nobody would blame you for being unenthusiastic about the ideas others are discussing, especially because these would lead to substantial altercations in your way of living, working, or close alliances. Many changes make no sense in practical terms, and worse, are unappealing. Yet, despite well-merited concerns, you are intrigued. You should be. These are exactly the new ideas you've been working towards, but in a somewhat different form. Being begin asking questions, Aquarius, and you'll spot the similarities, and better yet, soon be won over. Pisces. While it's a rare Pisces who's a control freak, pivotal decisions are being made without consulting you, and that's worrying. Actually, the powerful tide of changes is influencing everybody, which means others are as subject to these unexpected developments as you are. Ironically, although your instincts are reassuring, others are struggling to find a rational justification for taking what seems chances. State your views and back off, allowing those involved to wrestle with their concerns while you let experience be your guide. And those are the May horoscopes. As I stated, you can find them on theessenceofsuccess.com. Okay, I think we're ready to begin. Ready, Miss Nina?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Our first caller is area code 281. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. So what can we answer for you today, Dejan? That's a pretty name.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, when do you see me getting a job offer anytime soon?
Okay. They're telling me weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, by the end of May. I'm seeing
yeah,
3 weeks.
Telling
Go
me
ahead,
three
Nina.
Weeks. They're telling me
yeah.
3 weeks. They're shouting at me right as soon as he asks, three. So 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Have you already put in applications, Dejan?
Not yet. I'm thinking about maybe transferring to another job, but as of right now, I've just been thinking about it. So.
Well, don't think about it. Do it, because you'll be starting. Go ahead, Nina.
That's what I was just going to say. Don't think, do. Otherwise, that 3 weeks we just predicted can't come true because you haven't done the work beforehand.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
and don't wear your heart on your sleeve. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't be so open-hearted, okay. I mean, it's good. I feel your spirit, but I also feel like people take your kindness for weakness. So that's why I'm saying don't wear your heart on your sleeve. But otherwise, so in 3 weeks you'll be working at another place, permanent job, and some place that you're going to be happy at. So get out there and put those applications in so it can occur, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We're wishing the best for you. Let us know, okay, Dejan?
Okay, thank you.
And thank you, too, for calling. You have a wonderful week, young man. Okay, next caller, area code 630. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Nina. This is Lisa from Illinois.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How's everybody?
Oh,
good.
I'm doing great.
Good. So, let's get a question. I'm supposed to be traveling this fall, and I'm looking at moving, and I wondered what you see with that.
Where are you going? Where are you moving to so we can concentrate? Is that a good area
yeah.
for you?
Well, you know, outside the U.S., no, inside the United States of America, outside the Midwest area, more like the western part of the U.S. So, I mean, I was considering here, but I really want more to make a more permanent move outside of Illinois.
Okay. Well, Oregon came right up when I was asking you. Oregon came up.
Well, I just wonder, I mean, I kind of have in mind where, but I just wonder, do you see me actually doing this in the fall or the winter? There's a lot of logistics. What do you kind of see?
Okay,
with
so
that?
You have a place already picked out. Where did you want? Where are you going to move to?
I'm not traveling. I'm not real really positive yet. That's why, I mean, I think I know, but I have to go out there and, like, live there about a month, I think, in the fall. And then I'll be able to tell if, you know, I believe that I'll do that permanently. But I just wonder, do you kind of, I guess the question is more, do you see me, like, I am selling my place, like moving to a bigger place around here or permanently more out of state? You know, I guess I was just wondering. And if you could tell me, like, the time frame you maybe see with that, if maybe the fall or
the
winter or spring.
In the fall, Oregon. I keep getting Oregon. I don't know what Nina's getting. Nina, are you picking up any states?
Definitely
I'm picking
not
Oregon.
Oregon. No, it's not Oregon.
Okay. Well, that's what I picked up. Go ahead, Nina.
Lisa, you have something in mind, but you're not really telling us. And the angels are telling me you have to be precise in your own mind. Right now, picking up is one big jumble. So you have to decide if you truly want to move.
I believe I do. I'm just concerned, like, okay, like it's more like Arizona and it's really hot there. And that's my concern, that in the summer it won't be easy for 3-4 months of the year. And
that's why they have air conditioning there.
I know. Yeah, I know. Like, you know, you have to decide then, will it be okay to be, you know, exercising and being indoors more, because you can only go out like about 3 months of the year, maybe in the morning and then, you know, after 6 or 7 at night. But then otherwise, the weather should be pretty good. Like, what I was wondering is, like, you know, I'm considering more like the Phoenix area, but then also it's a little cooler in places like Prescott and, you know, like when I'm there for the month, I'm wondering, like, do you think I should be looking like outside of maybe Phoenix as well? I don't like Tucson at all, but like maybe like Sedona and Prescott or.
They're jumping up and down telling me to tell you Yuma.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking for certain things, you know, they have to have in the community. A lot of culture and just different things. But I'm just wondering.
Nina, you got
you
Yuma. I got Arizona. No, she would not be happy there, but we both got two different visions on it.
I think that's because you haven't actually made up your mind definitively.
I'm not going to know till I go. I have to go there. I'll know. I'll know when I'm there within a week or two. I know it. You know, I've been there many times. Right now, it's very positive thinking. So I have to now go and see and I think be out there for the month. And if I move, I just wondered, like, do you see that more in the fall or the winter or the spring of next year? Because there's a lot of logistics involved.
I told you
the fall.
Oregon.
But that,
that's what I saw. And when you were talking about Arizona, they told me, no, you would not be happy there. So, you know, it all boils down to you. It's your life and your decision. And that's what I saw. Nina saw Yuma, Arizona. So, you know, you could check that out, too.
But don't you think, though, but I can't go that fast. I mean, I'm going to stay out there for a month in the fall. That would mean selling my place, et cetera, doing things in the winter or the spring. So I guess when do you see that completed, like where I'm really moving?
You're asking more than one question now, and it's one question per caller. If you want more in-depth, please contact the web page, and we'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings on Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and the chat room is open. And don't forget, we're looking for that 9th caller to give them a free 1-hour reading. Okay, area code 352. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, Linus and Nina. This is Joanna from Florida.
Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I've tried so many times to get through before and wasn't as fortunate as today.
Well, good. We're glad you made it through.
Yes.
So what can we
yes.
answer for you today, young lady?
Yes. The gentleman in my life has been going through a tremendous amount of things, and then he's had things on top of that. So Tuesday, we are long distance, and Tuesday he left me a message. We were supposed to speak Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday by phone. He left me a message that he said, I honestly don't want to talk to anyone right now, and gave me a hug and a kiss. So I'm very worried about him. I left him a very supportive message on Thursday saying, you know, I know you'll talk to me when you're ready, and, you know, and lots of love and understanding and whatnot. So I'm very worried about him, and, you know, I don't know how, you know, how long he might reach out to me or not reach out to me. So that's what I'm very much worried about.
Okay. What's his first name, Joanna?
Mark.
Okay. That's all we need. Whoa. I got a headache pain from the top all the way to the side. Mm. Okay, now I just left. Okay, Mark. I'm getting a blank piece of wood. I've never seen this before in my life.
Okay.
It's a piece of wood. And it's just blank.
Ooh.
That's weird. I've never seen wood. I see a chalkboard. It's like totally black. There's nothing there, but I've never seen a blank.
Oh, my goodness.
Blank.
I know why. Lennis, I know why you got that. That's his last name.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That is so
all
funny.
Right. Oh. Okay, let me see. There's some stuff going on in his head. Has he had any health issues?
Yes, he has. Yes.
Is Mark bipolar?
Yes, he is. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that explains a lot then. Okay. Yeah, he's going through stuff in his head, but it's almost like a bad headache, but yet I see him trying to figure this out.
Okay.
I don't see it being you. I mean, you're okay. I don't see anything bad coming towards you or anything like that. I'm
right.
just trying to figure out him. Nina, are you picking up anything on Mark?
Yeah, I am. I picked up he needs med change.
Oh, that's why in his head. Now, that makes sense. That makes
okay.
sense to me. So he needs to change his medication, and he'll be okay. Yeah, because I wasn't picking up anything bad on him. So it's his medication. And you know what? I won't even go there right now, but I'm going to tell you, medication will screw
yeah.
you up sometime. I know it's there to help you, but I'm a witness.
Right.
It will mess you up.
So right.
that's, yeah. So that's it with Mark. Just when you get the next time you get a chance that you two talk, he just needs to change his medication. It doesn't have anything to do with you. You didn't do anything.
Right. I was just worried because it's been like, you know, it's been almost a week, and I didn't know if he was going to contact me again or how long it would be, or, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, patient and supportive while, you know, waiting to hear from him, so...
Yeah, no, it's not you, Joanna. You're fine. It's his medication. When
okay.
he changes that, you'll see the change in him. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay.
just not marrying. Something, one pill is not marrying with the other pill, so it causes a conflict in his head. I'm not
okay.
saying it makes him act crazy now or anything, but, you know, like confusion or
right.
why, you know, why am I feeling like this? Why is this happening type of thing? Yeah.
Right.
But tell
right.
him that he should be okay. You guys should be all right.
Okay, so he will. That was what I was worried about. I was like, I'm worried I would never hear from him again. That was the only thing I was worried, and you know, and how he, you know, and he would be okay.
Oh, no.
No, you call him. Don't wait for you called him. I mean, I know you did. You said you left a message. But call him again and just tell him, let's get together and have dinner or something or a cup of coffee. And then at that time, rather than on the phone, you want to be able to see him and look at him. Yeah, rather than on the phone and you know, and then ask him, say, well, you know what, how's your health? How you feeling?
Right.
And then
right.
at that point, you could bring it up like, you know, have you ever thought about maybe that medication isn't working for you? You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Bless you both, and thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and thank you again for everything.
Oh, you're most welcome, and you have a wonderful week too, young lady. Thanks for calling. You're most welcome. Okay, next caller is area code 816. 816, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. I've called in a few times before.
Oh, okay. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Okay, so I recently, like, about a week ago, I went out with somebody on a first date, and he was, like, really sweet. Like, pulling out chairs and, like, opening doors and type of stuff. And he seems like he's a really, like, just stand-up guy. And I just wanted to know if it was going to go anywhere.
Oh, okay. What's his first name, Jessica?
Anthony.
Okay. That's enough. And the first thing I got, he is a gentleman. His mom taught him well. He knows how to show a woman with respect. So that's good. Sometimes men forget those little things mean a lot to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit of a headache right in front going down, my forehead going down toward the back. He chooses you. What is that about? They're telling me he chooses you to be with.
I have no
was
idea.
Was he also seeing somebody else? But they're telling me he chooses you. So it's you he wants to be with. I don't know. Maybe there's another woman that's in the past. But anyway, it's you he wants to be with. Yeah, I'm seeing it now. There is some drama, and it's not baby mama drama. It's just a woman that don't know how to – he's moved on. He's moved on, broke off with her, and he's with, you know, seeing you now and has gone on with life, and she's still trying to hang in there, and he doesn't want to be bothered. That's where the headache is from. It's her. And he's not the kind of guy – I don't see him as a guy that would just curse a woman out, you know, to tell him to leave me alone. Like, he should have – he said enough that she should have got the hint. You know, she's one of these women. Yeah, because I'm not picking this up off of him. She's one of these women like, okay, I'm done. You go your way. I go my way. You know, we're done. This relationship is ended. And he did. He went on with his life, and so be it. He met you, and, you know, he chooses to be with you.
We're not together now, but are we going to, like, we're just. It's so new, like we're not, nothing's
no,
official.
No, but he wants to be around you. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay.
At the beginning, he chose you. Yeah, this woman, he doesn't have anything to do with her. She's the one that's causing a problem to him, but it might get to a point he may have to bless her out. Like I said, he's not that kind of man. He can go there, but, I mean, his mother taught him well. He's just not that kind of man that... would be rude or disrespectful to a woman, but if she, you know, she go there, he's going to tell her under no uncertain terms. So, but for you, you two are fine. Yeah, he's very much interested in you.
Okay, so you see good things to come with him?
Yeah, he's a gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. I guess that answers my question.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I'm not picking up anything bad on him. And it's not on him, even this woman. That has nothing to do with him because he walked away and he met you. You know what I mean? Not like they broke up on Friday and he met you Monday. No, when he walked away, there was a period of time, and he met you, and so be it. He enjoys you. He wants to get to know you more and be with you. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll lead to something because he just seems like he's really a good guy. So.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he's a gentleman. So, yeah, let him continue to do those romantic and gentleman things that every day sometimes men forget. We do like the car open, our chairs pulled out. You know, how are you doing?
Yeah, for sure.
So keep us abreast. Let us know, Jessica, how it goes. Right now it looks good. I don't see any problems. Do you, Nina?
No, I absolutely do not. You're...
Nope.
Yeah, he's a gentleman. He should treat you right.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Enjoy. And have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend, lady. You're welcome. All right, you know, we're looking for that ninth caller. Ha-ha. All right, area code 228. You're on the line with Lennox and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, terrific.
Good. My name is Shirley, and I'm calling in from the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
All right,
and,
well, welcome, Shirley, to the show.
Thank you very much. I was wondering, kind of just general, if there were any messages that I need to hear.
Oh, spiritual? Okay.
Or do I need to be more specific with a question? Or
right now, the first word that came up and has hit me in my eyes is health, your health. I don't know. That's
okay.
The first thing in capital letters, real big. It must be a concern because the angels are showing me that, wow. Yep, they are. They're telling me to tell you right now, go to more than one doctor. Get two opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is about. I don't know, but they're telling me to tell you to get two opinions. Don't go for what the first doctor said. Surgery will be light and easy. So surgery will be light and easy, no problems. You'll come through it with a breeze.
Okay.
Write that down. So surgery is good, no problems. Okay, now.
Okay.
I had to tell you what they tell me right away. Now I'll go back to what other message. Anything particular, spiritually, mentally, physically, finances, relationships you want me to focus on? Finances, okay. Do that. There's some part in your finances that gives you a headache. It stresses you. Because I can feel the pain in the back of my head. Let's see. Get some money from. Not children. Why did they say that? I asked where you could get some money from, and they said children.
I'm not sure.
No, now I'm getting a headache. It ain't them.
Yeah.
I just got a headache when I told you children.
I had a headache for years, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Shirley.
No, that's all right.
They're telling me SSI disability. Have you applied?
Yes, I'm actually receiving that. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Because they're saying that. Okay. Let's see.
Well, no, I'm not receiving the disability. I'm receiving survivor's benefits.
Okay, but you should be getting disability for yourself.
Right. I think I'm too old for that. I'm 70.
No, you're not.
Oh, really?
I just ask. I don't know. But
okay.
Just ask. Because I'm seeing that. Also, I see, Shirley, they're showing me you working in a flower shop. I see all these flowers outside, like they're posted outside the shop. And, of course, you go inside, it's a flower shop. But I see you selling flowers and you're helping the people. They're getting flowers for whatever occasion or dinner or their home. And you're selling them these bouquets or different things of flowers. And it's just a part-time job, but... Wow, you do so good at it. The people that hire you really like you. You're really personable with the customers that come in. It's just something about you and flowers. You just click. It just.
Oh, I love
really,
them.
You
yes,
do
I
really
do,
good.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Love flowers.
And let me tell you, this place is small where it shows me that it's not far from your home because they're saying you're not far from this business. But, you know, kind of like a mom-pop store that big.
Yes.
Okay, it's big like that, about a mom-pop store. And
okay.
A woman owns it. A woman owns it, and she looks like she's got a couple of ladies in there, but she can use another person to come in to help. So you do really good. But it's not far from home. I almost want to say you could walk to it, but no, you might need to drive or take a bus. But it's not that far from you. I'll tell you this. They're showing me now. It's within 5 miles.
Oh,
okay. Within 5 miles where you live. So,
okay. I'll certainly check that out.
Yeah, but they will hire you. But you do really good. I mean, wow. I see the people are just buying, and it's because of your personality. And, you know. So, yeah, you do really good. But it's part-time. I mean, I guess it could turn to full-time, but right now I see you doing 20 hours a week over there.
All right. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. And it's nothing, you know, stressful or got to hit the clock, you know what I mean, type of thing. It's
right.
Like, no, you just enjoy the public and
okay.
Selling flowers.
There
you go.
All right,
so now,
then.
Shirley, don't forget about your health. Be sure and check on that. Two opinions. Surgery, no problem. And then the nursery, or I shouldn't say the nursery,
flower
but
shop.
The flower. Yeah, the flower shop.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I will. Thank you so much, both of you guys. Have a good Mother's Day, okay?
Oh, and
you
have a happy Mother's Day, too.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you
right.
For calling.
Have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome, young lady. You
okay.
too. You too. Okay, and I'll say that again. Nina said at the beginning of the show, so I'll say it again. Happy Mother's Day to everybody coming up next Sunday. And whether you are a mother or not, if you showed a child love, you were being motherly, okay? Because I know some people will say, I'm not a mother. You showed a niece or nephew or somebody love in your life, or even a sibling, I hope. So anyway. Okay, getting back now. Next caller is area code 619. You're on the line with Linus and Nina.
Hi there. This is Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
Donna?
I have Donna, correct, yes.
Okay,
my
go
question,
ahead.
Yeah, my question is in regards to I'm going to be getting a couple surgeries coming up in the near future. I wanted to see if you see how that goes.
Okay. Well, one, glad the weather is good. That helps you a lot with one of them. With the nice weather and the sunshine, your healing is quickly. It's very quick. The second one, it looks like you're doing that one in the fall around September, October. I don't see that one right away, but your other one is soon. And you'll do good recovery. And the second one is in the fall. Did they tell you they were doing the surgeries back-to-back?
They're not going to do them together, but, yeah, pretty much back-to-back. Do you see that they're going to be successful?
Okay, well, the first one, yeah. The second one, yeah, but I just see it at a later date, later in the year.
Huh.
I see it in the fall, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why, but I see that the second one later. It's not done right behind this.
I wonder if that has to do with finances.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm just wondering why it would be so much. They told me that I needed both, but they could only do one at a time. It's like they're skin things, so I need to get those taken off.
Oh, okay.
So,
maybe it's just the healing process takes a minute or two, you know, and then they'll do the second one. So,
hopefully there'll be good results after that.
yes. I didn't see any bad results. I just saw the first one, like I said, fine.
Yeah.
It's just that the second one's a little bit later, but I didn't see anything bad. Nina, did you pick up anything?
No, I did not pick up anything, but I do have a question. Are you having problems with your stomach?
Donna? Donna?
No.
Okay, Donna, I still got you on the air. Are you there? Nina's asking you, do you have problems with your stomach?
No, uh-uh. I do not. You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah. You're sensing something in my stomach, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Huh. Should I have it checked?
Yeah, I think you should have it checked.
I wonder what that could be.
I have no idea, but I...
Yeah.
As soon as you started, I picked up something going on with your stomach.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It might be a colostomy. Colonostomy.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, I haven't had one yet. Yeah. Okay. I'll have to get into it and see my general... Yeah. Good. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's what I picked up. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank
you. Your surgeries will go well, Donna. God bless you.
Okay,
have a wonderful
week. Thank you.
You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and as always, we welcome you around the world in the chat room or on the phone. Now, Miss Nina's in the chat room moderating, so you're more than welcome. If you don't want to come in on the phone, you can go into the chat room and ask a question. Okay. All right, and we will continue on. Next caller is area code 917. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm wondering about a boyfriend.
Okay. What's his first name?
Matt.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Do you see us moving forward?
Okay.
Nina, my neck.
Go ahead, Nina.
I got a pain in my neck.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
Is he turning his head, looking at too many things that he shouldn't be looking at?
Maybe. Maybe. Mm.
I see Matt jumping up and down on a trampoline. Wow. Does this mean he's up and down? Like he's not consistent in his way or his manners. He's up and high. And when I mean high, I mean like happy. Everything is going good, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe the next day he's down, depressed, and nothing's working for him, and this is against him. That's what I'm kind of getting with him. Because I see him jumping on a trampoline, so that means he's up and down in his, behavior. There you go. He's up and down in his behavior.
Okay.
He comes from a very confused background. I don't know what it is about his family dynamics, but I see a lot of confusion and misunderstanding and dysfunction. Oof. Dysfunction to the point it's giving me a headache. What do you think this guy can bring to you or do for you? I know you're looking at a relationship, but what is he bringing to the table to interest you?
Company, I guess.
Well, if that's all you're looking for, honey, elsewhere.
Yeah. I'd look for
He's not the one for you. He's. I'll put it like this. You two are not a fit, period. Now, you're not a fit. That's not you, Samantha.
Okay.
Not you. Nah, you can do better. You can
all do
better. You're too smart and too cute of a young lady to just settle for something that's just going to cause you more problems in the end. You can do better than that. You want a peace of mind and happiness. You don't want to have to keep going through a bunch of drama.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
He ain't the one, honey.
Good.
I'm
glad.
I'm
going to
say I'm sorry. He ain't the one. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Samantha, have a good week, and thank you for calling, and let us know how things go, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good week. Okay, next caller. Area code 305, you're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Seema. How are you?
Hi, Seema. Okay, spell it. I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
S-E-E-M-A, Seema.
Oh, Seema, I remember you. Yeah,
yes.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific, terrific. So what can we answer for you today?
Well, I got a job. I was looking for my notes that I wrote down when I spoke to you the last time, and I can't find the book somehow. I got a job, and I started a week ago, and I wanted to see how things would go on, how you think they feel about me. I remember when we had spoke, you said something about a woman and helping me with a job and stuff. My supervisor is a woman.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the same person that you saw. I want to see where things would go and, you know, how do you think they feel about me and stuff like that.
Okay. Right now, really good about you. They're hoping that you'll stay. You
well,
are
I'm hoping
good
that
at what you do, honey.
Me.
You're very good at what you do. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No, well, I'm hoping that they do keep me because it's a funded program, and they're based on their funds, and they hired me and someone else. So I'm hoping that I'm able to stay there for at least more than a year.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. They like you. It's almost like, well, you're young. Nina would know, and probably some of the older callers. Sally Field was in this movie, and she says, they like me. They really like me. Well, this is what I'm picking up from this job. They really like you, Seema.
Okay.
Yeah, they like your skills, your education, your personality. Yeah, you can go a long ways. I see like way down the road, so I don't know. You're saying a year. I'm seeing 3, 4, 5, and it's going up.
Okay.
So from there, this program, you'll probably get hired. Like the next place will be an affiliate to this one, but you'll be on permanently.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The
so,
reason why I ask is because we had like training, and I made a mistake, but it's more because they started changing computers in between, and the next day I made a mistake that was huge, but it's more like it was training. It wasn't like the actual work that we were doing, so it kind of like bothered me, and I was like, oh my God, it's my first week, and I'm trying to make a good impression because I want to stay with the program, so that's what really bothered me. So,
Seema,
you know what? You don't need to about it. Don't worry about it. Everybody makes, and it was only through training. You have got it good. Good job. You really do. You will be fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
stop
beating yourself up. You only been there a week. I could see if this was like 6 months down the line. You just been there a week. Don't put that pressure and stress on you like that.
Okay.
You just do your best. And remember this, Seema, you are a human being.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we're not perfect. All right there. Remember that you're a human being. You can make a mistake, and that's okay. I mean, you know better now the next time when that particular event or whatever comes across your desk. So don't worry about it. You're in a training mode. Yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, feel good about yourself. They really like you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Have a good day. Thank you, ladies.
You too. And
thank you
God
very
bless
much.
You.
Thank
You're welcome.
You.
Have bye. A bye. A wonderful week. Okay, next caller. Area code 904. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air.
Just a moment. I had my volume problem. There we go.
Next one, Nina. Next one.
Hello,
go ahead.
Sorry. I had a problem with the volume on my phone. Are you still there?
Okay. Yes, we are.
Yes, we're.
Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Patty in Florida.
Okay, Patty.
How are you ladies
to
tonight?
Show. Terrific.
Thank you.
Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. I had a few hours of relaxing at the beach today, so I feel good.
All right.
I had a career question. I've kind of left a job that I'm just kind of doing part-time, hanging on for a little extra. But I'm about to embark on looking for another job. I have been looking online, and I'm getting ready to go to a class tomorrow for resume writing with some professional help. So I just want to see if you see anything coming up in the job market. And if it's coming up soon.
Well, there's temporary. That came right up. I saw T-E-M-P period real quick.
Okay.
Is that what you're looking for, is temporary, or were you looking for permanent?
No, I'm looking for something permanent.
Okay, because the temporary came up.
I'm doing
quick. Of course,
temporary,
you know, from temporary,
things.
It can lead to permanent. Oh, go ahead, Nina.
Right. I am kind of doing some temporary stuff in now, but it's not the field I'm looking in. I'm just kind of doing whatever, a couple of shifts at my old job, cleaning a couple of houses. And I'm kind of looking in the marketing field, I guess.
Okay. Nina, were you saying something?
Next one. This one.
You're breaking up real bad, Nina. Can barely
no,
hear you.
Yeah, no, that's not me. There's some interference in the back of I can hear. Anyways, you said next one. I pick up this one.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. Anyways, jobs in your field are few and far between. I'm not picking up anything right now. Like Lennis, I do pick up another temporary job coming your way. My advice is please take it for now. Something will come along, but it won't be until September.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I can't wait that long, that's for sure.
Well, your specific job in your field will be there
yeah.
in September. I'm not saying
okay.
that there are other things coming up. Because there will be, but your dream job will be coming up in September.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Patty. All right.
All right.
So you
All
might
right.
be working a couple of more temporaries before, you know, your dream job come up, but that's okay. It'll keep the money coming in, right?
Right, exactly. That's the important thing.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you for calling,
right.
Patty, and we're wishing you
thank
very
you.
Best, young lady. You're welcome.
Thank you. You
Have a
too.
Wonderful
God
week.
Bless. Thank
God
you.
Bless you too. Okay. And guess what we're coming to right now? The nice caller. The nice caller is on the air. Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
925, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
My name is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. You're our ninth caller.
Oh, how ironic
you know what
is that?
Means?
I'm just browsing. Not really.
Oh,
I've
okay.
been browsing all day, and then I called in here. And then when
oh,
you said
okay.
ninth caller, so I'm sorry to sound so stunned, but I just really was browsing, listening. It's my first time being
oh.
on here, so.
Yeah,
okay,
so unfortunately I'm a newbie when I'm learning about this about
okay.
the Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Did you have a question or you just want to continue
yes.
to listen?
No.
Okay.
I'm a ninth caller. That sounds like something I'm supposed to be doing.
It just doesn't happen. You just ran into it. But I really want to know my health. I need help. I mean, I was on dialysis for like 12 years. I came out of that. I wasn't doing the best, but I was still living, going to work, volunteering, and going to school. But ever since I had a transplant, it's just I've been down for like 2 years. I just can't seem to just get together between my legs and, you know, a whole other host of things that have happened since then. You know, I'm just trying to figure out where do I begin, because I'm talking to different doctors, but they're not leading me to anywhere, and I'm trying to do my own research and find out what is going on so I can have somewhat of a like a normal healthy life. I take a bucket full of pills, but I'm still in pain and just a whole bunch of other things that's going on right now. So I'm just trying to figure out how could I get help, or what do I do, or kind of what area do I need to be looking into, because right now I'm just clueless about really what's going on. I have different problems coming up every day, it seems like.
Okay, well, one thing I got while you were talking was cabbage soup.
Is what?
Cabbage soup that will help you.
Cabbage soup?
Cabbage. C-A-B-B-A-G-E. Cabbage soup.
Oh, that's funny. I just bought
C-A-B-B.
Cabbage soup
is like. Go ahead, Nina.
He's got that. Can I get your first name, please?
Alicia.
Alicia.
A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Alicia, being the ninth caller means that you have won a one-hour reading with Lannis or I or the both of us. That's what being the ninth caller means.
Okay.
You don't have to do
something?
It.
No,
I do it. I'm just saying how ironic is this for me to be. I started browsing this morning. I dozed off and I went to my reminders, and now I'm here. And then I'm a ninth caller. I think this is what was ordained to happen. So I'm just kind of appalled by it that, you know, I started this journey this morning and waking up and looking and reading different people's podcasting. So.
Okay, Alicia,
I definitely want to do it.
Okay, my next question to you is, the number that we have in the queue, is that the number that you wish us to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lannis, you got that?
Yep, wrote it down.
All right, now, Alicia, you want to know what we see as far as help for you?
Yes,
is that correct?
That's one of my main concerns, yes.
I imagine you are kind of on somewhat of a strict diet right now, are you not?
No, I'm not on a diet, but I try to watch things that I eat, though. I do try to watch certain things that I know is not good for me, with high sodium and potassium and different things like that. So I am trying to eat better and drink things that are better.
Okay, stay away from the fat. Got to be low in fat, too, as well. I'm just trying. I'm a Reiki master, which means I do healings.
Okay.
I can't pinpoint what's going on. All you can do is make sure you drink plenty of water. That there's something there. Drink plenty of water and make sure your diet is really a clean diet. As in eating lots of fruit and vegetables, lean meat, low fat. I don't think it's got anything to do with the transplant, but I think your body is still going through an adjustment. Lannis, are you picking up anything else?
No, when I call her back, I'll tell her about the cell food and the black seed oil. Nothing. Only thing I picked up that they showed me was that she should drink or eat cabbage soup, that would help her.
That's funny, because
you know, different
foods
and stuff
cabbage,
that is healing.
Cabbage from the grocery store. That is,
I just got two for safety. I mean, I've been really thinking of cabbage for some reason, and it's funny that you say that. This
okay.
is really ironic that you said it. I mean, this is like blowing me back, because this is how funny I've been thinking about cabbage. I'm not a big cabbage either, but lately I've been thinking about cabbage, you know, and
yeah.
different things Tempted like
that.
Tempted
in
that
cabbage is good for your body.
Store. Yeah.
Okay. It's good for your body. Another lady that used to be on here with us, Brenda, she was very good about certain foods to cook that would help you with different concerns in your body. She was really good about that. But I know when you were talking, the angels told me, cabbage soup. And I was like, oh, okay. So, all righty. Well, anything else, Alicia? That's all I picked up, Nina, was cabbage soup, other than we'll call her back and do an hour's reading, set up an appointment and time.
No,
anything else, Alicia?
No, this really was, that's really my main concern, because I'll be honest with you, without your health and your vitality, you don't kind of have nothing. You got to kind of, you know, without you being able to move in the world, what else could you do? So that's why I feel like I'm stuck. Like, I'm in between trying to, you know, have money, have jobs, I have the education, I have different things that I can do, but I don't have the energy and just everything else that comes with it. So I'm just trying to get back. I feel like ever since I had this surgery, it's just been, I'm grateful for the surgery because, you know, I don't have to go to dialysis, but it's just one thing after another with this pain, and I have a lot of pressure in my legs, and I do know there's pressure coming from somewhere in my legs. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the blood not flowing all the way through or if the blood's too thick. I don't know. But I can honestly say my doctors is not answering any of these questions. They just give me another pill to solve, to think they're solving the problem, but it's not solving anything. It's causing something else to go on.
Well, when I call you back, I'm going to talk to you about a couple of items that will help you. And also I'll refer you so that you can read upon these things too, but it will help you. And like Nina said too, water and the meat. When we call you back, me and Nina both will talk to you because Nina's more into the body healing and problems than I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have another question too regarding some other stuff. But I do want to do, because this phone right here, I'm noticing I'm on. I have another phone too that I would probably give you the other number because I think this phone I'm not going to be able to hear good enough when I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. Let me put you on hold because I don't want you to put the number out over the air. Let me let you talk to Nina right quick and she'll get the number from you. Okay. Thanks for calling, Alicia. Hold on now.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Nina. All right. While her and Nina are talking, I'll just go through. The lines are open. If anybody want to call in, the phone is open. 646-727-2914. Remember, the full moon is on the 10th. Mark that on your calendars. The new moon is the 25th. Mark that on your calendars. And Mother's Day is the 14th, next Sunday. And be sure and mark your calendars. Now, me and Nina won't be on next Sunday because we will be celebrating Mother's Day with our families. So we won't be on. But we'll be back the following Sunday, the 21st. Okay, so just remember, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday we'll be back. And Memorial Day is the 29th. Okay. Now, remember, if you want, we do daily readings every day. Well, at least I do, from Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, Pacific time. So when you call or make your appointment, just remember, I'm on Pacific time, but I will change and be on your time to serve you, to help you. So that's 11 to 7, Monday through Friday, psychic readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Also, when you go to the website, you know, you can look up the prayers that I do from time to time. Horoscopes is on there. Don't forget the blog, Passage to Empowerment. So there's a lot on that website for you to enjoy. So please do. And we look forward to helping and assisting you by any means possible. Okay, and I think I'm going to do one more prayer right quick. And this is for you folks that are romance.
I just got to do that since a few of you have asked today. So this is the prayer for romance, and you will find this on the website under prayers. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it. Okay, and we've got another caller here, area code 201. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Jackie.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jasmine? Hi, Jasmine. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Jackie. I'm sorry.
Jackie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jackie, my God. I just realized this is. We haven't talked to you in months and Sundays. How are you, young lady?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Well, what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Whatever you see, my love. Trying to move forward.
Okay. Jackie, also, let me tell you, we have a life coach now that's on, well, she'll be in the chat room. Is Sheha, and she's an intuitive life coach. So just to let you know, she's available as well. Okay, let's see what's going on. Well, something is going to make you happy this week. Finally, something comes through, Jackie. I don't know what it is, but it's going to make you happy. Something comes through. And it's not a great big thing, but it's like medium big, I guess. But anyway, they're not showing me what it is, but it says it finally comes through and you're happy about it. So you will have happiness with tears this week. Joyful, joyful happiness. I think you'll know by Wednesday.
Really?
Not Wednesday, Friday, but I think by Wednesday, yeah. So I don't know. Possibly has to do with property. I'm not for sure. Property. It looks like it's something else. Something else. I don't want to say a bill. It's something else. But anyway, it comes out in your behalf. Whatever it is, it's in your behalf, and you're happy about it because you're crying. You're so happy that it's done. So, Nina, what are you picking up for Miss Jackie?
I love you, Nina. And I love you, Linda.
I picked up she's going to be receiving money.
Ah, I know she's going to be happy as heck because she's crying.
Yeah, no, that's what I picked up right away was that it was going to be money. Not a whole heck of a lot of money, but enough money to keep you safe for a while.
All right. Well, that's always good news to receive money. So congratulations, Jackie, for that. So whatever that was in the back burner you were waiting for finally came through and you get paid.
which is good. So God bless you for that.
Wondering if it's just a check clearing. I had to deposit a check today.
No, this is what you're receiving. This is coming to you. Yeah, this isn't what you put out. This is coming to you, money. Maybe you forgot about it, or maybe somebody realized that they owed you money, but you'll be glad to receive it. And like Nina said, you know, you'll be okay for a while there. So
okay.
Whatever it is, you deserve it. God's blessing you with it. So
All right, I receive that. I definitely receive that.
All right, then. So congratulations. That's good news. Hopefully you get it by Wednesday. If not, it should be there by Friday, but I think you receive it by Wednesday. So it's all good. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, I listen in on the computer. Sometimes, I just can't call in.
Okay, all right. Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
And God bless you, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too.
All right. Okay, well, we've got lines open if anybody wants to call in. Otherwise, in about 5 minutes, we're going to call it a day, huh? But,
we are going to call it a day because I have a hockey game waiting for me to watch here.
That's right. Or winning
it's
or something, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, it's my Edmonton Oilers, the do or die night. So the game started 15 minutes ago. So, ladies, either call in or we're saying goodbye.
I love it. I know how you feel. That's how I am with the NFL. It's like, the game is on. Okay, can we wrap this up? Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'll just say thank you, everybody, for listening around the world and in the chat room. And, of course, all the people that called in on the phone. Congratulations to Alicia being our ninth caller. And let's see, what else? Oh, don't forget, the full moon's on the 10th, new moon's on the 25th. Mother's Day is the 14th. And remember, Nina and I won't be here next Sunday now. We'll be celebrating. I won't even be here because I'll be out of town. I'm flying out Thursday. But Nina will be celebrating with her family as well. But we'll be back on the 21st. And then don't forget, the 29th is Memorial Day. Okay, and again, thank you, everybody, around the world in the chat room on the phone. Thank you, Miss Nina. As always, I love you dearly.
Love you, too, Lennis. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And for those of you in the chat room, thank you very much for being there. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, well, we're out. She's got to go see her team make it to the finals, so... Have a good one, everybody. Oh, and if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina sure do. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Have a blessed week.
Bye.